Shus Rabbi Murray, Shus Rabbi Moshe, Shus Rabbi Chaim, Shus Kol HaKadosh, HaKadosh HaZeh. We have a Mishnah, and that's in Dalet. Mishnah over there being down, Shimon says, Kol Neir Shuk Metatlim, Chutz Neir Adolf B'Shabbos. All Neir is a person Metatl, except for something that's Adolf that's lit on Shabbos. That means basically you have this cup over here that's lit, that you cannot be Metatl. Which leads to a case, all these lamps that things are lit inside, can you metatl on Shabbos? Now, there are three different types of lamps you can discuss. The lamp is man chazal, that's the Asian side. The lamp that came out recently with an incandescent light inside, that's hot. And they can have our lamps that have fluorescent or LED, that's not hot. So you have to go through each one. Start with the sugya first and get it to H itself. The Gemara speaks out. Shimon is very clear when it's lit, it's also when it goes out, it's mutter. Why is that so? What's the issue here? You want to start with saying why? Because with metatl, you might come to kofso, you might come to extinguish it. In fact, the Gemara, Dr. Pova, Beis, if so, Shimon holds Dov Shem Miskavin is mutter. This is Shimon Shito. The Gemara ends off in Dr. Mzayin, the reason why it's also here, Hanach Lener Shemu Psilo, Hilvin Dinasa Bosses Dov Osir. This cup, this oil, this wick is all a bosses to the Dov Osir. To the Shulhavis. That means the Gemara starts off inside the Sugya of Kivoy, that's Isser. The Gemara ends off inside the Sugya of Basis. So the question is, what is the Isser over here in the Gate to the Shulhavis? Rashi, the Mishnah from Dalit says, what's the Isser? Kivoy. The Ampish Mishnah says, Kivoy. You might come from lead to an act of Kivoy. You have Mishnayis. So the question is, Frek the Shulhavis Gibam upon in the Rif. Chor, that's not the Gemara's Maskono. Frek the Mashon on the Sugya and Rashi, it's not the Gemara's Maskono. While Rav Bom and Reisha involved, he is the sign of Rashi and is on the Rav Mishnayis. Explain to Kivegar, Rashi can answer Cholopakis, Rashi always explains the Havamino. But Maish, the Rav Mishnayis, Choyishigol Alocha, he left it out. He's saying the wrong Yisrael here. It's very solid, the question. So, Be'ekir, there seems to be one Malach, but those who want to defend and answer it, is if they sure the Sugya that Slach wants to answer it. There seems to be one Issa over here of the Yisrael of Shalheves, Wayach Shasha Shemra Kivoy. Again, Pasha the Maskon Gemara is not that way. Maskon is a bosses, why the Dova Isser? What's the Isser? Explains Rashi. The Shalheves is the Isser. And everything else says Rashi, the Kli, and the Shema, and the Wick, is a little tuffle to the Isser. Now the question is, what is the Isser of Shalheves? So, Kamal Chaznish, the second way to understand the Isser of the Isser over here is, something that's not aiming for total has a Kriya Smokum, therefore is not a getter of a Shem. She was negated the sugya of Shabbos, negated to metatlit. Therefore, it's muksa. Now, the way he says it over in Simim Alistair design seems to say it two different ways. First, it's off saying it's not made for total. Why dilma techava? You might come to extinguish things. Explain the Shlomo Zalman in Chesidchok does not mean the chash of kiva the isser shaboy. It means the practicality. It was not made for total. A person would not move from place to place. You know why? It might lead to the act of putting it out, extinguishing it, and you cannot relight on Shabbos. So one reason says the Chaznish why it's not made for total, because it might come to extinguish it. A second reason he says inami, really the Yisrael over here is not the Yisrael, the practicality of kibbutz. Right, so don't want to say the dark. Inami says since however you use light, it's always in its mokum. You have to put it down in its place and you use the light there. Use it in its place. Even for total. So basically, he says two yisoidus, or maybe it's built together hand in hand. The reason why the alvir that shall have us is mukso, it's not even for total kviyas makom. Now, come on, from Zamen, the Shuvan Chelik Elvis Sim Yudal over here, and he's married over here with a bunch of shaylas. We're going to ask upon the yisoid of the Chaznish. Say over quickly his seven questions. Number one, he says he's saying over here that this thing over here is not made for total. Well, he said, let's take a lamp. Has a glass there, go from place to place, it's made for case of total. That's the whole function over here. Number one, Shmuel Sitzchak wants to answer, Chazal said, let's plug over here. Number two, he says, Shlomo Zalman, why don't we say it's Steinwerk? Say, but it's not that I write to Metatlet. Can we see the Loch and Simon Reishayin test? We do not see that by the case of there. You have a right to Steinwerk only after it goes out, not when it's lit. Number three, he says, Ain of Royas, I see with my own eyes that people practical do move from place to place and do use the lamp. Or these lights and these candles over here from place to place, and they do go from one place to another. Hak tell me it's not even a total when people might say, go do it for total. Number four, he says, Negate Hilchos Yontif, If so, it should be also to light something. And Yontif, you'll have to take a fire and light something else over here. And the lock is what can be Michael even not to Oichel Nefesh. According to you, should be even also to the Sugil of only Mutter by the case of Oichel Nefesh. Number five, he says, if so, by the case to get to. Yeah, it's Mokhsa. Number five, your whole entire Kapoda, according to Chaznish, only at night we need the light. During the day, you don't really care. So during the day, should not be a problem to get to the Sugil Mokhsa. Number six, he says, we don't learn the lock in the gate to Chayil and Rishayin test, you light a candle for him by Mekoch Nefesh. The loch is the candle you have right here used, but to move from place to place, the mice that you can do is mukso. The whole function of why you lift the candle by a chalashish by sukkah is why? To go move a place to go use. That was its function over here. So he said, if so, why in the world are we asking it by the case of a chalil here? That's what it's made for. It says, number seven, he says, by the case of at night, when a person wants to go to sleep during the week, you put it out, and Shabbos you move out of the room. That's what you go do with it. So how in the world you tell me it's not made for total, the whole Derech is to go move it out of the room. You need to move it out of the room if you want to go to sleep. So basically, he's asking number one, mitzad halacha, number two, mitzad hanhogam, number three, mitzad svarah shvay. The seven different questions, how in the world are you saying the side of here of Shalhavis is why something not derech the talatala? Is it derech? The svarah shvay is made for that way, the hanhogam should be that way, the halacha should be that way. Asking different reasons why Besem is made for total. A third reason to understand, he said the issue of Shalhavis goes on further the Chasnish. One's the Kivui, two is total. A third comes on the Chasnish, and he says, Afidim Kivager, two paragraphs later, Tadasuki of Neulat. That means every second there's something new over here. Every time there's a flame constantly being created over here, every moment. And since every moment something being over here, Nichla Sugi of Neulat, they have Neulat, the Mukhs on Shabbos. If that's so, again, coming from Zalman, he has a bunch of shilas. He says, if that's correct, on Yontif, how in the world do you light one to another? Well, even more machma nailed on Yontif over the case of Shabbos. Void on Yontif, we have right to metatl even not for Eichel Nefesh. We should only be metatl only tell us to give Eichel Nefesh. Number three points out, negate to taking a piece of wood and to cook on Yontif. The law is people say you can take wood, you can light it, and cook food. So why is the candle different in the case of lighting wood to cook food? Elamai can tell me it's not Neulah, because no one sees with the Inimei Adam, we don't see a creation over here. We don't see a Neulah over here. If so, by the candle, by a flame, say we don't see a case of Neulah over here, not a Dabba Chodesh over here. Number four, he says, what is the Issa of Neulah? The state of the Issa of Neulah is because we want things to be created from Erev Shabbos. We don't want it to be happen on Shabbos or Yontif. We want it to happen on Erev Shabbos. How would you create it? You would light it Erev Shabbos. So this candle is lit on Erev Yontif and Erev Shabbos. So you did your achana by lighting it. So why isn't it a neilat? I mean, it's going to be that you won't say it is neilat, it should not be neilat. Especially these questions, yes, upon the way the Chanish won't say, Apidim Kivege neilat, should not mean Nichol Sugi of neilat. This other question is, what's the Muksa of Shalhavis? Chazal, again, is very interesting, it's very sosum. None of you should know the Bikr of the Pashkim, because it says the Bosses of Shalhavis, what's the problem with Shalhavis? Beshen has a use over here. You can read things from it. You can go from place to place. What's the act over here? So come on, the Moshe, and Nusach Chaim go this Mahalach, the Moshe Rechaim Chalikimel, he says, just like an Evan is not a Kli, a Shalhebis is not a Kli. The concern is, we have to make something be Eis Mokso by being a Kli. Explain to him Shlomo Zalman, when he says it over. He says, Be'ikah, we have this flame that constantly disappears, and something else is there. That means every second is a different flame there. Something else is burning over there. He points out, every second something is there, and it's on top of over the wick over here. So no, we do not see that the flame is a part and parcel of the wick and the candle. It's a separate entity, it's even if they had smite. If you see the wick standing, you see the flame standing by itself, could you touch the flame? It's not getting burnt. It has no malachus. It's not tangible over here. Can we talk to the flame? No, the flame itself is better than nothing. Can't carry a flame, can't touch a flame. For that reason, what is a flame? It's not a kli. That means the only reason why it might be a kli is because the wick and the candle. But once it stands by itself, but in essence, it's not a kli. The way Noam Zilber says it over, he says, the sort of here of Yichud, why does Yichud work? Yichud O'ilam. Yichud did not take away Mukso. Yichud makes it into a kli. And once it's a kli, it's not mukso. Here, this thing be'etzim is not a kli. Every moment is a new thing over here. It's not tangible. You can't not be metal to it. Therefore, the reason why Shalav is a mukso, because it's not an object. Chazal say things are not objects, or mukso on Shabbos. Ryan Fish and Shuvan Chalakes, as you say, you said over here, since it cannot be metal to the flame beside itself, it's only the Shalhavis is not tangible. The hypothetically, of Schoenberg, when he quotes the Chaznish, he says, Tmiya, so the Vandi said over here is that Shalhavis is like case of Eitzim. Why? Has no Mamashis, has nothing to get him a Kli. Shul Orbach goes this way. That means that Numbers are going to come along with the Yisoid, Issa Shalhavis is to make something Eis Mukso, Yichim makes into Kli, and that Kli is not Mukso. But this is something that's not a Kli. Not a Kli. Why is it not a Kli? It's not, it cannot be metatl and imiv metatl. It's not tangible, it's not something you can touch. Will end up being not a kli, and not a kli makes it. Now, the first thing Mahalchim was saying it is a kli, except Chashash of Kivoy, except Sugim Neilan, except Adiv, not imiv metatl. This Mahalchim thing is not a kli, so it's not a kli, it's a mukso.
Not something just no
motion.
Yeah. Does that make sense? No gas, air is booked.
Without moving air, without doing anything with it.
But if you're moving air, and the balloon, if you're moving air, yeah.
The balloon is a. We'll get to maybe to address your issue. We'll get to address the issue, right? I'm discussing the flame by itself.
Something that's nothing.
My father's getting to is fluorescent gas, and maybe fluorescence is worse. That's what I think we're really getting to. I mean, the question is, you make things. People say fluorescence is better because no heat. Is fluorescent worse than it's gas? That's what my father's getting to. We'll try to go step by step. Now, the Isish was Yitzchok, when he wants a Taino, they're saying the fact that something is not a Kli is always to be something that's Mukso. He says, look at Simon Shinches, Siflam Lches, we have the case over there of offer or ashes that's Miyachid to cover things on Shabbos. The Loch is that you'll have to take these things and cover it on Shabbos. Now, his question, he's assuming over here in Lysa that these things are not a Kli. You could say, forget, once you Miyachid this dirt to cover things, now the dirt has to get a Kli. I'm not sure why he's calling it not a Kli. Why the Gemara Kuchav Dalet says very clearly, a Bekas was a Muksuk, it's not a Kli. That's what the Gemara says over here. But you could say maybe a drop different, that even the case of an Efer is not even a total. Mashaki the flame, you cannot be metatl, and the side of the Chsorn of Kli, the Lumbus is not made for total. That's why a rock is not a Kli, it's not made for total. Also, this flame over here is not made for total, because it cannot be metatl, the flame by itself.
But the fact is, total is the Barachar.
That's true. But the thing itself, we're talking about the thing itself.
Yes,
that's what Shomzavan writes. We did not look what you said. Good point. He's saying that's true. There is a candle here and there's a wick here. But since the thing stands by itself, and in itself cannot be metaltal, and no shivus itself, and no mushes, we look at the thing itself.
So, hot pots are rock?
Hot is a rock.
You can't be metaltal, you can't be. You're only metaltal.
This moment is hot, but in essence, pots are made to be metaltal. So again, we come out. We have four ways to understand the Yisod the Issur Shalhavis. Either how Rashi says, and some of the Rabbis now says, as Chashash of Kivoy. We have the second Malach of the Chaznish, Ein Oyim in the Total. We have the third Malach of the Chaznish, Shapir Kiva Eger, Sigur Beilad. And most are going to go, why it's not a Kli, Lava Total. Building upon these four Malachim, let's go to now a lamp. First, a lamp is Mana Chazal, as everyone knows what that is. You have a lamp that has a oil inside and has a flame inside. Delamaisa is a classic example of a bosses, that everything, that even though the Gemara's case is docked, the Ner is a bosses, the cup and the shemen and the wick, we hear the whole time contraption, and Betzim is a bosses to the flame over here. And therefore, Vadis Mukhsa Shabbos. The second case is the Shabbos lamps. Now, in the Shabbos lamps, let's first start off with the incandescent light bulb. Incandescent light bulb, the light bulbs that you touch are very hot, you'll burn your hand. That means it has a coil inside, it gets red, has glass around it, and light comes out from it. What is the halacha in that case? The ma'aser is very simple. You take out the Tula Shabbos, Rabbaner, these are the ma'aser who asked it, Rav Moshe Feinstein, or Shlomo Zalman Orbach. You take out Simcha Bonim, the English cipher, the other one, says, who's the matter? It says very simple, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach. With that Akdama, let me see that, if you realize, I'm saying two names, by the Isim and the Matirim, and two English form who are contemporaries. What exactly happened over here? So let's take analyze it. There's a Moshe and Shuvah, the Tula Shabbos, and Moshe and Aleph, the Abani Isra Moshe. And Moshe says, Iker Adin is Motor. And this one is very simple. Why may Iker Adin should be Motor? Because once he said, Ava Shalhavis, it's not tangible, not made with total. Our filament inside, you can touch. It's tangible. You touch, you get your hand burnt. If the flame is off, you won't get burnt, but it's there. It's made for total. Very simple. So therefore, for that reason, Avadim Iker Adin should be Motor. But said Moshe further, but since simple people do not understand the difference between why a candle with a flame is muksa, Masha and get the last light bulb might be mutter. Therefore, since us left Lufa, Yesh la'aser that all lamps to Maisa muksa on Shabbos. Therefore, to the Shabbos, right, so Moshe told him to aser, and he wrote the Savior, it's aser. In the Igros Moshe, Archaim, Chelekei, Simchot, Beis, Islam above, he writes of the Ikadin should be mutter, the Maisa is aser, us left Lufa. In the next Shuvah, Simon Chav Gimel, this is Simon Chav Beis, the next one, Simon Chav Gimel, in the Shuvah over there that's written in Menachem of Tov Shim Mem Hei. Now, just so you know, that Dhamma to the Sefer in Arachayim Chilaches, over there on page 29, it's written over there, where Moshe's last time he wrote a Shuvah was in Tov Shim Mem Dalet. No. That means this Shuvah that was written in Tov Shim Mem Hei, Moshe's alive, but he did not write it, he was too old, he couldn't write it, someone else wrote it for him, neither he saw it or he signed it. This Shuvah that's in the next one was not written by Moshe. In the one that's not written that they said that he saw or he signed, coming there, right, discussing certain negate all chashmal and lamps. He says, Avada, a lamp 100% is Kli Shabbat Lehetar. There's no shalom over here. It's not Muksa Motel Tautel. He says, I myself move a lamp. I myself move it. You want to be Machmer? You can be machmir yourself a called kli shemach isser that's mutzar kufa mekaymai. But it's kli heter. You want to be machmir? Call kli isser mutzar kufa mekaymai. That means, and they write in the end of that tshuva in small letters, I in this tshuva before, and then he asks it totally. So we have a problem here. The tshuva before he says osla kufay osser mutzar machmas kufay in evan. This tshuva he says is kli heter. Mutter, I do it. But you want me machma, be machma kliya, sir. What happened exactly over here?
Medina, you never hit. Medina says it's mutter.
But is it a Shuba telling people what to go do?
I'm
just building up. Myself, Simple Bono says, where in the world that he's saying it's mutter? Tetuli Shab says, I don't know, it's asked, it's ulcer, you know why? He told me to write ulcer. Simple Bono says, I don't know, Moshe says mutter. He said, okay, I saw Moshe move it. Okay, I saw Moshe, my own eyes move a lamp. Myself says, I went to a banner. He went to Rav Kreisworth once for a circus, he used to come all the time. So I went over to him and I asked him, went over the swarm, he didn't want to look at the swarm. He didn't want to look at him. He didn't want to look at him. So, yeah, fuck. So I asked him, what's going on over here? What happened to the Yeshuvas? What's the Halacha Maisa? So he said, I'll tell you the truth. Rav Moshe held Avadir Mekadin, Smoto himself held it, you can move it. If he said, if I would have asked him the question, he would have told me 100%. But he told me, since I'm writing a Sefer in English, but people don't really understand, so he says, if people don't understand, you tell them, my it's also. I mean, Lav Dafki knew 40 years later, this safe will be discussed in the Shiva Samir, by Bnei Torah. Lav Dafki knew Orchaim Chelechess will come out, this Shiva will be printed. It was printed in the English cipher. He didn't know Chelechess, he didn't know it will be changed over these Shivas into what's printed now in Igros Moshe, and the whole world sees it. Lav Dafki. So he told me, Echnami Hilm Ikadiz Mutter. He says, for English cipher, people don't know the difference. Right, it's also. Gave me an example. So, for example, he said that the Gator plants moving on Shabbos. But Moshe told Rabbanah to write a Sefer Kimu plants. Kimu plants on Shabbos? It depends. Nokov, Inyanokov, Son, the Tris is up. Moshe says, why? Because it depends. This, that, the other. Take off simple Rabbanah, two pages saying all the different rules of Kolom. That's why it's also, because people know the Kolom, want to understand the Kolom, want to know the difference. Kimu plants on Shabbos. So it comes out of Be'ikir Moshe Rabbanah says that Moshe held, and if I'm innocent personally, tell you 100% go move it. Moshe now to say Allah Shlomo, yes, Rabbanah the same thing, and he said yes. Rabbanah said the Moshe said to Amoin Am, you tell me can't move it. Mysterious Moshe Nechelik Aleph, the writer over there says, I think our Tamer writes, I always move the lamp in front of Moshe. Moshe never told me anything except one time he was in the hospital, and there's a nurse there, and she would see me move it. He stopped me. Why? Because some will come to learn. Then he stopped. That means Mekah comes out of here that Moshe held Mekah and Mekah its mutter. However, since people will not always understand, especially the Moinam, Osn Lachufay, this is a Makar to be Makar.
What's
Osn
Lachufay?
A candle. A candle.
From a lamp?
Yeah, people will go, yeah. Osn Lachufay. Don't know the difference. That means Mekah comes out from Moshe, two different things. Why? It's how Lachas reads mutter, but it's a Makar to be Makar, people will learn from you. Let's now take him Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman comes out to Kabbalah says mutter, and Abba Nisa the Maaseh he asks it. Where they're coming from?
We have Shlomo.
Okay. I have no problem with that concept.
It's just fluorescent.
No, this is about incandescent. We didn't get to fluorescent yet. Incandescent light bulbs. No, incandescent, right? Once you get hot, you touch, you burn yourself. Come on, Shlomo Zalman. When he discusses it, he has a true Nechelik Aleph Sim Yudalad. That means in Moshe's time, they didn't have fluorescent, they didn't have LEDs, and if they did, it just came out, and from Zalman didn't have that. Oh, discussing incandescent, they didn't have, I don't think they had such a concept, at least when they're discussing it, they didn't have this concept.
Fluorescent?
It might have been around, very, very expensive. I mean, the true, it all came out in the early 1930s, but nothing was developed into mass marketing. It was all incandescent. Kamu Shom Zalman Shuma Chalk El Sim Yudalit, and he writes, Maisa after goes along Chuva, Chanish, his Malach, at the end of the day, he says, you're talking this water. Why? Because over here, again, it's incandescent, there's no Shalhevis over here, Abadah, it's something that's Kriyas, you can't even talk to, nothing's switching back and forth over here, and therefore, Be'esimah should be a case that's a clean. Mamash said it should be a case that's clean. So, Pete Chuva should be a Maisa that's water. That's your right, very clear, Machash bin Maisa. Why should it be a Muksan Shabbos? Wisdom according to Aser. They come along to Tula Shabbos, he says, take out the Shemir Shabbos Kachosoi, and he quotes up Shlomo Zalman, and says, let's say you have a light, a lamp that went out on Shabbos, can you move it on Shabbos? So Shlomo Zalman, Migir es Katsari ben Eshmoshes, es Katsari lukula yoymai. And therefore a person cannot move it. If it's not lukula yoymai, then Maisi can't move it. It's a lamp. What's the Isser? What's the problem over here? So we see a case over here that Shlomo Zalman asks it over here. And Shulchan Shlomo also brings out a case of a radiator. My sister's radio has coils inside, turns red hot, come over Shlomo Zalman says the person cannot be metalful it. So somehow we have a tshuva that says the my sister's mutter, yet there are Shlomo Zalman and Shmir Shabbos and Chosla, and the Shulchan Shlomo then asks it. So here the teretz is that you take out the Mincha Shlomo Chet Aleph, the only one that came up B'chayav, I mean his basic gimel came out afterwards, and in the Teichen in Yonim in the beginning, he writes over there that all the tshuvas can be Semichon, except for one Simen Yudalad. He writes over there very clearly, it's only Oras and Ma'ainim, Uloy Lamaiso. He writes not to be Sermichan and Shiva. He wrote that. Not to be Sermichan. Now, you could ask why that's so. But Lamaiso first came home, he himself said that Lamaiso to Aser, he is Shemir Shabbos also, Shemir Shlomo also. And the Chet of the Shigil Lamaiso is Mutter. Now, that means it comes out that his Maskon is Cheshman is Mutter, but it's also. Not like a Moshe, it's Mutter, Mukotri Machmer. But that's it, we should answer it. Now, how far to answer it? I see in his tshuvas over his lifetime, he went from being it's osir to being not kedai. He switched to lashonis. That means in Ma'ara Aish, safely he wrote when he was much younger, in his 30s, he writes over there why Mikra should be mutter, but at the end of the day, Mikra Mokon, it's osir, as Mikhol, you might lead to a Mikshal over here, the Moinam will not know the difference, they might do a case of Adlok and Kiva over here, by the case of a candle, Nivla Nachlam Yisrael, Shnogmum Isser. This is we'll get to Chanish. Maybe Christmas. That's you're talking about Chashmal. It's causing total mukso.
So that's a who
to you. So let's more ish. When he writes, we have Ma'aseh going to answer it. And more ish Hasholim, when the ones that came out 15 years ago, they come along and explain what happened exactly. It seemed that he was afraid to print this tshuva over here. They came out with a massive heter. They can move a lamp on Shabbos. Do you want to print it? Till he went around to the Gedolim of Rishonim. With Papa with them, Laloch and the Sugyo. And they all agree, the Maisi is right. There's no reason why Lamb Shul Maisi people also point to anything. He says it's a Chiddush Gadol. He didn't want to print it, but everyone said the Maisi is right. He spent time analyzing it. And therefore he says, I'm going to print it, but Chalil Hakol. Because it's a massive Chiddush over here. He writes over there, Ma'ish, Mr. Chakim, Maisi, Machak, in case of Aish over here. In Ora Shabbos of Yavar, years later, when he asked him, he switched to Lashon and said, don't say Osir, say it's not Kedai. Now, I think the reason why he switched his Lashon over is because when you're 30 years old and you went around to different Gedolim, it's a massive Kiddush to have a cool and Klai Yisrael. when he comes in his 80s and has 40, 50 years of challenging from Gdolim, and no one was able to fret him off and have an other mouth in the Sugya of Shalemis over here. And the Oedi see that the Oedim did not extend it to the Sugya of everyone knows he cannot put a light on. And they separate a case of a lamp, the case of putting on a candle. Therefore, it's not Kedai. The correct number is Ta'asid over here. That's the correct thing, because the mass really goes over the massive Kiddush.
Can you really get that mellow?
Not more. Some people get more mellow, some people don't get more mellow. I'm not sure about that.
But I would have bought the candle butter in
here. So Maisa, it comes out first. Let me set off what's the love code and Moshe code of Shalazam, and it can come down to Chura two different ways. And Moshe gets water. If the one I'm going to learn from you, stay away from it, don't let them see things. If Rav Shalazam comes out, Maisa, you should be Machmer. The question is how strong the love should be Machmer. Be Machmer, I can't be Chayim. It might be water, but be Machmer. Now, what's the das of the Chaznish? Coming from Shalom in the Shuvah discusses, it says, what was the reason why the Chaznish wanted to be Machmer? It's not the sugya of either Neilak, it's not the sugya of, it's not made to Betatel. He says, it's not the sugya over here of not made to Betatel, Shashkiva, the Noch Shashkiva, it is made to go from place to place, no din of Tfiyas Mokum over here, boy, the little case of Er Shabbos, not the sugya of Neilak over here. Was it even according to the Chaznish, Analam Slamais will be Motor? Even according to the Chaznish, he wants a title. Asad Hashani, the Mitchasitchok and Tisliyaz, one disagree. Mitchasitchok wants a tiny nichel in the Sugya of Neilat, because every moment more electricity comes inside, every second there's a new flame coming from another crate from an outside factor. And the way how Tisliyaz wants a tiny nichel. We'll get step by step. And Asad Hashani, Tisliyaz wants to ask him to have a Sugya for a smokum, just like a lamp, a candle somehow, the light was for this smokum. It's also nichel to get a Kviya smokum. But so Maisa, those are the three sheets of this. Moshe, Shalom, Zalman, the Chaznish. Loch Lamaisa. Loch Lamaisa. First, Loch Lamaisa. The Svarim Lamaisa are Machmer and incandescent light bulbs. That means the Tolu Shmuel and the Chalkas Yaakov and the David Sino and the Chazitzchok and the Tzliyazer and the Yaman Zilber, the Peskei Baisim and the Tvila Moshe and the Yashim and the Yalimer and the Vosna and the Shvei Shach and Chosai and the Chodashoni and the Shmuel Orbach and the Orfas Chaim. Biscuit, the mice, all machmer, incandescent light bulbs, and again the mukta machmer skufay. Like any flame, like any candle that has a light on top of it, there is no difference. Now, where they're coming to your machmer, they're coming from three different avenues. Either mitzad mitchasitchok says, Yisrael the bayav noila, the chasnish and kiveger, or mitzad the bayav, the sliyazer, kviya smokum, or come along with the ashram, and he has a different malach, he wants a tainal. Do we really know the reason shalavis? It's true the past 100 years, the Gdolim is causing that. But with Maisa, who says he's smart enough to know the difference and stand the chilek over here? Who says over here, Maisa, that we know everything? There's 1,000 years of Torah. Maybe we didn't shlug you up yet. Maybe we will. We're not clear what the sugi is. Because no one explained anything. The Maisa says Shalavis and Muksa. Maybe it's who knows what the getter is? What the alumnus is? We're going to ask it over here. We don't know the difference. Light bulb. Who is Mekam of the Svara? Again, Moshe, you have every same calling it a little bit different. My Asfar and Asfar only see two Svarim, or Yitzchak and Chathasher. I mean, the Ikka among the Paiskim. Simcha, you know, he began Machloikis. I'm saying he quotes. He and Maisi has a list of Machmirim. He also quotes who is Mekel. As far as I remember, he does not. He has a buying lamps, he has two Sheetas. He says who is the Mekilim, Moshim Shalom Zalman. But Ravadi quotes a bunch of Machmirim.
This is my incandescent.
No, incandescent light bulbs. Incandescent.
We only have two.
Rav Abadi. So it's either or Yitzchak and Chas Osher. Now, build upon this, Barak 20 years ago, the Heilig Gezeda's Rebbetzin, my mother, she came over to me and she had this brand new Shabbos lamp. She was living there herself. She came then. And she wanted to know, could she move it on Shabbos, and then it was an incandescent light bulb. So I went to the Orchid Shabbos, our Reuben. I asked him, I said, can I go move it? She told me, let's analyze it. A piece for shooting water. The Maya said, we asked her. That's the meaning. The Maya says, also. She says, tilt up a gufay. I said, but you, hold, tilt up a gufay, chadnish. Tilt up a also, the Maya says, also. So, yeah, for this, the Maya said, we make it. For this, we make it. The Maya said, now I see another Shabbos, the Chelis Beis, which came out years later. He writes to the clone of the Yashiv. I said it again. No, in this situation, even served over also. I mean, you want to move it out, so no one, the kids should not knock it over. Again, well, the kids should not knock it over. Right. So, now I see the Shabbos Kalabay came out years later, and he quotes the Yashiv, this is how He says, Be'ekir would not show with Machman all lights, incandescent. Except here with the Tilto Begufay. Ah, he says, Tilto Begufay with Machmer. Why as Chaznish, again, whoever we are. So with this, we say Mechalan to be Mechal with Tilto Begufay, even in the case of Tzarek Dover Isser. A second answer, if you want to move the Shabbos lamp, says incandescent. Come along the Shomazam himself, and the Shabbos to Tulay Shabbos, says very simple, Benesh Moshes, make sure it's off by a timer. On Shabbos, let it go on. And then on Shabbos, it go off. When it goes off, we know already there's no Muksa B'chetzi Shabbos. And therefore, if it's Benesh Moshes, not on, the Maisik Matata, no problem there. So it's with McKinley. That's saying in general, Tzarek Mekhoi. I mean, even in that case. Fine, that's again the case when you have incandescent. Building upon that, let's go to the next level. Let's say Stam Chashmal in objects that have no heat. Let's take a fan. Classic example, everyone discusses is a fan. Now, a fan, might say, gets warm, but doesn't get hot. It's not yet, it's not this point. So you have a case of Chashmal. The question is, what is a fan? Is a fan a case like a rock? There's a cliche mach, this is a cliche mach letter. The best thing by a fan, you have to discuss two cases. One when the fan is on, and one when the fan is off. So first let's discuss a case when the fan is on. It's working. You put up before Shabbos, going through the whole entire Shabbos. Can you move a fan on Shabbos? Has Chashmal going through it? Says the Chodeshani, just like we have a flame over here, that's getting a kayach from the oil, from the wick, and therefore it's going on Shabbos, and the books of Shalhevis. Here also, when you have the Chashmal going through the fan over here, the fan is like the sugya of Shalhevis, and therefore it's muksumach maskufa and you can't move it. So unless it's a case of a watch, there's a battery inside, so that everything's here together, then he wants to be mekel. Klishumach to heter iser. When they get to your fan, you want to tell him what's working, muksumach maskufa.
How is that better?
Moshani, Piskei Boishim, they want to tell him muksumach maskufa. So they, again, he was very clear, and he writes, somebody threw a battery, it's nechle get a kli, but you need an outside fat to create something. The thing itself has no chashivas, the kli, it's like a rock. The thing itself has no use. Somebody else is constantly giving it this koyach. But since the thing itself has no use, it's like a rock over here, like a shalevis. This is what he says. The Maisa, the Oras, I agree with everyone over here. It's very hard to say even over what he's saying. The Maisa, he and the Meirbans for a call the Muksamat Maskufai, even when it's working. Atzad Hashani, most Achoyim either understand this Kli Shumach to Isser or Kli Shumach to Heter. And why should be a case of Isser? Why a case of Heter? So Tzad should be Isser, a pot. We know a pot is Kli Shumach to Isser. Now a pot does not do Isser. What does a pot do? It has food inside and it cooks and something is going through it and Isser happens through it. Now the Isser is for you to put the food on the flame and after it gets cooked by itself. So putting something on the fire and something can happen over it is called Kli Shumach to Isser. Like, I mean, this is really only one moment, putting it on. Sending the get to a Nerim Chazal, the cup of Chazal that Hashem inside. This is lighting it, but then the flame is always there. And that Ner is called a Kli Shumach L'Isser. So here we have a fan, the Chashmal is going through it, it's made to go off and on, you make the Madlik, made to do Kivoy. So the use of it is through Isser. Like a pot, a use of it is through Isser. And Ner, a use of it is through Isser. Here, also a fan, the use of it is through the case of Isser. Asan Hashani, why do you call it Klishim Malakta Leheter? Because what is Klishim Malakta Isser? A hammer that you do Isser with it. What do? Bang a nail. A pen, you bang a nail. A watch, Betzim is Heter, then the battery. But the function is, the use is the wind. The fan is, the use over here is the wind to happen over here. The wind is Heter. The spinning around is Heter. It's true you might have to put it on, but the function is, and what do you look at it? You look at it being a Kli Heter because the wind is nothing wrong with it. Nothing, no problem over here. David Shingle last question, how exactly to compare a case of a fan? Is it Kli Isser?
Wait a minute, when we said Noma Moshes, that is definitely
Moshes.
No.
He said
Soldu
Mujas
Noma Moshes, is that
definitely
Moshes?
It has Noma Moshes. This has wires over here. Has
the wind has Noma Moshes.
The wind, the thing that comes out of it. But again, the fan is a Kli. Here the flame has an moshes. Here the fan has a moshes. The thing it creates.
What
your nenas no problem. That's this by the flame. The nenas from the light. Not the flame gives off light. The flame is not moshes. The hanoah is a light from the flame. Here the metal or the spinning around plastic That's the object, and Dano is the wind. Correct,
Dano
had a mind.
That's Moksa.
What's the Kli? What's Moksa? The Kli.
You can't have an Avamea, you can't breathe on Shabbos. You can't breathe on Shabbos, that's what you're passing. So it says Moksa, you're breathing in
Moksa. My father says, breathing in Shabbos, open the fog. So the mice of this question over here, what exactly is a fan? Do you look at a Kli Isser or a case of Kli Eter? Maisa from Zalman's wrote down, Shalmi Hudala asked him, he said, it's Kli Eter. Maisa, the function is to give out wind. But Zviel goes that way. Zalman Shani, numerous Pleskim, 10 different Svarm called Kli Shalmat Kli Isser. Liashiv, the Be'oim, the Shemir Shabbos, of Nevitzel, to have Feinstein, Shukhalevi, Tula Shabbos, Ma'ara Shabbos, Luach Moks of the Archa Shabbos. They say why? The way how it works is you have to put on the switch over here. Asana Shlishi, another 9 Svarm, they go back and forth as Kli Isser, Kli Eter. And most of them end up saying, what's the nafkamina really? Because anyway, you're allowed to use it. The question is, so kufu mekhamay? What nafkamina is mechamot sel? Or you have another option. Usually you don't have another option. Mechamot sel is not too common. Therefore, the Chavetz Yaakov, he declares it, the Moshe and Shuvah and Chelikim, says, Avada tiyesh tam godol et kli shumak le iser. And Chelikai writes, Avada 100% kli shumak le heter. Except you want a machna called kli iser. What's the difference? Who cares? So Moshe had 2 Shuvahs going back and forth himself. What exactly is it? So yes, he goes back and forth about this question. But Yom Zobel says, Abad is Kli Heter. Everyone said I'm wrong. So Kol Kli Yisrael, Batul Daitoy, doesn't make much of a difference. Shev wasn't discussing back and forth this question. Because Osho says, Abad is Kli Heter. I'm wrong. Batul Daitoy, Kol Kli Yisrael, I don't care. Shami Yehuda, some Chabad, Pesach Shuvahs, they go back and forth, and they, a lot of them want to say it's Heter, but everyone tells them wrong. Question, who's everybody? A lot of them just saying, we're not sure why that's so.
So is Dana be able to turn it according to this?
No, step by step. So Maisa comes out, we have the 2 Svarim that say it's Moksa Magma Skufay, or really 1 Chutshani. We have 21 Svarim calling it Kli Isser Kli Heter. So come down at the end of the day, Avadi can move your fan start Gufa Mekaiman. The only question is, if you have another option, you're right to move it, which I don't know if we have this other option, or Mecham Letzel. So if you're not sure, move it with your foot. Fine, tell them to move the Maisa for this, we sign Chan, local to move the fan with your foot, then get to the Mecham Letzel. Now this is the case when the fan is working. And we discussed already when you learn Kli Shemach Isser to blow upon you with Tzarech Gufay, to blow it's blown on you, don't want to blow on you, to move it away called Tzarech Mekaymai. That means either way you're allowed to move it whenever you want. When we learn the Sugya of Chashmal, we did discuss moving a fan on Shabbos is an Isser Mitzal Sugya of creates more Chashmal, the Metzias. Those who get involved, that they drop more Chashmal when you move a fan, we pass by in front of a fan, we change it to escalating. People say not to them, it's not a sugya of chashmal. We discuss then the machlokes of Baiskim, why that hogah seems to be not to change it to escalating, yet people will move the fan. Again, the numbers change to mashu. Negate the fan that does not work. That's not working, never worked on Shabbos, some have it during the winter right now. What's the loch in that case? Well, that's any kli chashmal that's not working. Your radiator is not working, any machinery that's not working on Shabbos, your cooking that's not working, how exactly do you look upon it? So those, Shlomo Zalman, Simcha Bonham, they want Taina, a fan is a Kli Shemalach L'Isser, has no Shtamshin of Heter, it's category 2. Sug Bet, Nivu Muxamach L'Skufay. Now, when they discuss these cases, Yish Lok Naharbe, why that's so? Because first of all, I know I'm a fan of my house, and when you do once off, you think on it, right? You put your hat on it, you put your jacket on it, or you want the door open, you put the fan there. So I would say it does have a Shtamshin of Heter. But you could say, in the example, a radiator, once off. I think that has no assumption of Heter. That could argue the point.
Some people
they say a kumkum, and it's off. Echlam, that has a shamshel Heter, you pull one out of it. No, it's off, not broken. I didn't say broken. The Maisa, those one, but the Maisa was from according on the Kli Shemach Isser. Some call it Enish Shamshel Heter, some say it depends on the Metzias, some say we don't care Enish Shamshel Heter. The Maisa is motor. That's how Moshe goes, like Shlomo Zalman and Noam Zilber and Rav Osner, the Tula Shabbos, the Hilchos Muxa, the Rocha Muxa, Arfa Shabbos, they all put on the category, Kli Shemach L'Isser, .. Come on, Rav Yashiv. He said, no, it's Muxa Mach L'Skufoy, like Shever Kli. It's broken. It's not usable. You can't use a fan. If you can't use a fan on Shabbos, then what's the local? Shever Kli. I said, it's Muxa. I said, you're bound to go this way. Now, to call the category of Shever Kli, when you learn the locha and simon shinches and simzaino there, if it's roim in locha and not directly the zayrik, the maisha is not mukso. Doesn't mean to be roim for that malacha, for any malacha. I think certainly It's a way for Abel Lachlan to hang your things on. It's only his way to keep the door open. It certainly does have a use. Again, I think why to call it Shever Kli, I have a hard time to understand. To say it's Nichlan Shever Kli means that Shem Yitaka. I don't see why you say Shem Yitaka over here when people, when it's not on, it might come to fix it. We're not coming to use it right now.
So, it's broken?
It's not broken. Again, it's off. The question is, what's the fan when it's off? Is it Kli Shemach the Isser with its clawing? Or is it Muxa Makhmas Gufa? It's right, it can't move at all. Again, that big deal of Yashu wants to say it's Muxa Makhmas Gufa. Shalom, you didn't ask this question. Most folk call Kli Shemach the Isser with its parameters of Kli Shemach the Isser, whether Eidish Tamshu of Heter or Yashu Tamshu of Heter. So it comes out in the Gator fan, who are the two cases, or any Chashmal, any Kli, the classic is a fan, that in the Gator when it's working, it's either Be'ikir Kli Isser or Kli Heter. And again, when it's not working, Be'ikir Kli Isser. That seems to be the as far as I'm here.
You make my glad that this advice is not
so much like this advice. You don't like, I keep switching my Lashonis, you don't like when I keep switching it. I see this far more like Achila being Machmel with Sugbet.
What's Machmel with Sugbet? Can you
on Sugbet? I think Mishmur is Michael.
Because I'm
saying,
but here
the Sugbet is something. You can make it serious, 100%. A guy like you, a top of 100%. Big shoulders. Now, to get to the third type of lamp, you have the case of a fluorescent lamp that has no heat. The question is, what to go do with that case? Come on, the Ocher Shabbos says, just like an incandescent lamp, Meisel Muxa, even fluorescent light is the same thing like an incandescent. It sends you to the Shvus Yitzchak. So take out the Shvus Yitzchak, and he asks Eliyahu this question. He throws in, like just like any lamp that has heat, even a lamp that has no heat, the Meisel Muxa. Now, how he's understanding, the question is, why is he saying that for? Muxamach was good for like a shell heavis. The sugi of shell heavis goes to incandescent lamp. I'm sorry, to a fluorescent lamp.
Who's this?
Rabbi Yashiv, Rotan Shvat Yitzchak, Rotan Orfer Shabbos, passed away by Rav Weber, by Lucha Muxa. They're saying any lamp, even fluorescent, is in the category of Muxamach was good for El Shell Heavis. The question is why they're saying it for. That means either they're saying the swore why to disagree. In the Chorah, the side of a fire is heat, as a flame over here, so it can mix up, or it can at least equate the signal over here of something that's hot, to the case of a flame. They seem to equate the sugya of light. Maybe all lights are under this category, and we don't know the sugya, we know the reason is, maybe all lights have the moksha over here, we're not sure. Maybe the sugya of light plug over here, and therefore they're asking light, not asking heat. I mean, most of them understood the sugya over here, and see Machmer Mitzah, the sugya of heat. A sugya that comes red, and there's a light coming out. But here they're coming, that's hot light. But Mashiach, that seems to understand, anything that gives off any light at all is definitely a sugya of maybe shall have this.
Maybe light also.
Yeah. Outside the shading.
It's considered a flame.
What?
It's a different type of flame, it's a cold flame.
Outside the shading.
It's not fire.
Rosh Trumach has a letter, Yaakov Yosef, because Shuma is one tied to every reason. In this case, it's like a fan. A case that a fan, the Chashman goes through. What happened? What is Bethlehem fluorescent? Chashman goes through, something lights up. What's if the fan's working, but the light goes on? My sense of object will be, it's a Kli over here. And therefore, Lash Minich get a Kli. What Kli? Kli is a Kli Heter. Now, maybe the reason to say why fluorescent is worse and say why it's better. Though those one time on fluorescent, Betzim, he was trying to help explain to me how it works, that if you ever break it, it comes out, a lot of powder comes out. That's the core. How's it working inside? This actually is LED. But the other ones in the Shiva are fluorescent. So they're working with, they tell me with gases. They're working with gas, can you touch gas? Is it stamptious? Is it a way to metallic place to place? So come out, maybe that incandescent according to Moshe, he might say it's water, and fluorescent, even according to Moshe, it might master it. Even according to Shlomo Zalman, might be ulcer. I mean, is fluorescent worse? Because it's a gas, if it's a gas first. People try to explain to me it's a gas. Now, I tried to do some homework last night, and last one took you and through the non-kosher sources, but what exactly, how's fluorescent working over here? So, seems more of the standard words are working not mitzvah really gases. It seems to be that there's a small amount of mercury that we're seeing the powder that's coming out. When there's an electric discharge, then the mercury somehow creates that the every tube, every glass has a lining to it. The lining has a coating, has this coating on this glass, and therefore due to the electric current that goes through it, it lights up the coating. So in essence, it's not the gas that's giving off light. It's the mercury that gives off a charge that the coating It's giving off light over here.
It's like a coil.
So, to say, cause question how to say it over. I think if you understand that Avad, it's not like an incandescent, that the flame inside and the glass around it, but the mice of the incandescent, the thing itself is hot, the filament. The flame stands by itself. That's the Yisrael Shlomo Zalman is saying. The flame stands by itself, looking at it empty by itself. This whole function over here is you need the whole glass and you need the coating and you need the mercury and you need the whole thing to be one entity over here to create this light. A lot of this is a clean. It's not like a situation where the flame, somebody has to create the flame and the flame stands by itself. It's not like the incandescent and the filament stands by itself. It's the whole creation over here creates light. So this is about the clean. It's one unit, one entity, one chepz over here.
Why isn't like the coil inside the incandescent?
Again, the coil is meant to get hot. Here it does not get hot. Again, about this doesn't get hot. Put the starters to the side. There are cold starters, the hot starters. Big deal when you get to the starters. When you get to the bulb itself, there's no heat over here. You touch it, no problem. It doesn't get, not get burnt. The whole thing is one chepz. It's a clean. The whole thing you have to create, not just a flame over here, you have to create a kind of chepz over here. A whole object over here. That's definitely getting a clean over here. Similar, the case of LED, which is more common, they say cheaper, a little different way of working how it goes. They say it's also a chemical reaction that's happening between different ways, different objects over here. It's also, I don't think there's any powder inside, as far as I understand. It's just a reaction one thing to another, like the light emanates from different objects over here. So Be'etzim is an object, that Be'etzim is a clear over here. So L'chur, it should be a case over here, that's not Nechon in this side over here, but Mashal Habis. Now you could tell me, forget the fact that everyone has to declare and find out the Matthias over here, what's going on exactly, forget, this is the best riot, us like Lufay, because we don't know what's going on over here.
Point,
things change.
At this point, LED and fluorescence are worse.
No, I think they're not worse. I think now they should be the same thing.
Not clean.
Even better, they should be like a fan. Should be a cliche, sir.
Better, right?
Should be like a fan. That means, again, times change, and I see the newest ways of making fluorescence, what I read yesterday, newest ways of making LEDs. But based upon most of them, it seems to be there's not a problem. You could say for carrot, most, not all of them, they can develop this shallow usla flufe, and maybe technology changes over here. Maybe that's part of the problem over here. But in my sense, what we seem to have right now, it's better to be physically, if it is a Kli, Kli Shemata Isra Hethel, the Maisik Mulu, the Tzark Mufay, the Tzark Mufay.
What? The Mizalman Zachash.
What?
People
mix it. Oh, so that I think that people did not learn that this is a very big difference. I think, Mitzias wise, that even the people who know nothing know they cannot put on the light, yet the movie, and they will not move a flame on Shabbos, yet they'll move lamps. I think that's built into people already. Even young kids know that, right? 5-year-olds know, they know, keep on a light, but they won't keep moving a light. But the last part, I think it's just, time showed that that shash is not around anymore. In those days, you know, but now the time.
Himself lowered last time.
Yeah, he himself. Yeah.
Even if you say that it's like a gas.
Yeah.
What, maybe this is different because this is an object. It's an actual something that's inside, like an aerosol can.
No, sir.
Like an aerosol can. The aerosol can should be usher because of the aerosol inside it, which I can't touch. It's not a kaelin.
Maybe we'll discuss the chilek between the two. I think we're agreeing and disagreeing at the same time. It's very hard to answer. We'll discuss maybe afterwards. But taking maybe a question or aura, let's take chum, colds. Now colds, they had in Zman HaChazal, right? They had colds. A colds, muksa, what level muksa is it? I see one same cold, klisha mat isa, one muksa mat muskufay. First, to get to colds, of course, there are four different stages to get to colds. Colds is before it's lit. Then in the second stage, after it's lit, there's a flame coming out. You ever make a barbecue, there's a flame. There's a third stage, where the flame is not coming out, but still it's simmering, gets hot, and heat's coming out. If you know how to cook things, you're supposed to wait till the flame goes away, and the heat is supposed to cook it. If you don't know what you're doing, then you put on when the flame is there. If you know what you're doing, you're supposed to be when the flame is gone, you have these hot coals that give off heat, simmering the thread, and that's cooking it. The fourth level by coals is afterwards, when it's finished, not used anymore. So what's the loch on the gate to colds? So l'chura, first, before you use it, the loch is l'chura, like the case of matches. What's the loch of matches? We discussed already, it's a case of a one-time use, hono'ad and kiloi. Therefore, it's machalik among the svarim, one of matches are the klishimat isa muksimat muskufay. I think that's what it means among the svarim. We discussed what it calls in Shabbos. One side calls the klishimat isa, shalom zamo, and siyam. other kolobos machmas kufa, that's lucha moksa. They're discussing a thing before it's being used. A second case where it's being used and the flame is coming out, that should be mamash shalavis. That should be sugya moksa machmas kufa, the moksa kol shalavis. The third stage, where the flame is not there, and it's simmering and it's red and the heat's coming out, what is that exactly? So Besim, there's a Tesis, there's a Rush, in fact, as I'm lost, Tesis Rush explains even further in Dafkul Chof on base. He writes over there that when Shaddai Yishbok Echeles, which shall have its Kosa, you have a Kol over here, that already the flame went out. Uslash Minim Shemotel Atatel. You let him move it, there's no problem. If it goes out, it goes out. Now, Miskabin. Someone will show me this before Shaddai Rush, you have a Kol over here that's it's usable right now. It's simmering, it's red hot, giving off heat. And since the flame is not here, mutl ataltal. Mutl ataltal, no problem. B'chura, this is mamash an incandescent light bulb. This, what, no one's causing incandescent light bulb because they didn't have it 400 years ago. B'chura, a coal they had for thousands of years. A coal, after the flame is gone, what is it? Still is red hot, gives off heat. That's mamash an incandescent light bulb. It's tangible. You see, it can move from place to place over here. And come to Tracy Rush, and Beth seems to be that way in the Rush, it's mortal total, for the Shalhevis is not here anymore. Of course, we have Shane and Rai to a Moshe of Shlomo Zalman. Again, it has a use, it can cook with it. They can give off light over here. So now, whether they get to Yontem, they get to Shabbos, it's very good.
When it's off and gone.
Well, again, it has no use.
Before you put it on.
Before you put it on, it has no use, and after that, no use. But right now, no, but that's a rack that's not get created, yet to be used. So L'chura, it's a starker aura on the Machmir. L'chura, we have a Forsha. First of all, why didn't anyone have colds? See, you can argue, no one discussed it, you know why? Because it wasn't around. L'chura, colds, but it's Mana Chazal, it's Mamsh Inkindas Leibo. It's the same Matthias. He says it's Mutra Taltal. He says, back this way, that way.
It doesn't give off light.
So you can maybe argue the point, what does it mean in the Rosh? Does it mean the case? When you have coals with no flame on it, does it mean it's still red? And heat, or does it mean there's no red, only heat?
Even if it's red, it's not red.
It gets off light. It does. 100 seconds of light. 100 seconds gives off light. I don't, it doesn't make a difference. It says it rush, whether it made it not, says it rush, mortal total. Shane Araya, and my thing is mortar. He wants to have it. You make him, but you're covered over here. I'm sure. I think it's a shame, right? Can we make all the Jewish water? Then, at least the Holocaust, let them discuss it 1,000 years ago. They gave the coals. And the coals holding where? The case after it goes out and it's no more use anymore, that's ready Shivek Silo. Shivek Silo, Mishibu Magavam said, that's what's the Machmas Kufay. Now, to get to other cases, let's say you have a radiator. If they point down, it also depends what type of radiator you have. Some Shlomo Zalman, there are radiators with water and oil. The radiators that have a case of the corals inside. If it's a case of water and oil, there's no red corals inside, no H over here. Some Shlomo Zalman, about its motor. Theistically, yeah, there, but not a case of Muxamach Maskufai. If it has red corals inside, he says, Me'ikah did, maybe it's the argument of motor, but myself person Machmer. Not Kedai to Mutatal on Shabbos.
You don't see the corals?
Oh, speaks out to Archa Shabbos, he says, when he's seen a knot, that's the Metzias. Metzias is the coals inside turn red hot. The other said, Archa Shabbos, can you move your plot down Shabbos? No one sees the coils. But you take out them off the metal you see inside, about it, they turn red hot. Now, one statement that I see being Machalk, whether you see it or don't see it. If you mach for. Everyone knows that's what's happening. Everyone knows. Okay, no Svarim except by Rav Moshe, he wants to say Yesh L'chalik. The mice and the Shrom say the Metzias is once gets red hot, and again, especially when the Sandy Sugi of Shalhevis is something that gets red hot over here, depends what Sugi coming from, who adds in the Sugi. Once the Machmer on incandescent light bulbs, will be Machmer also in the case of a plaque over here. We go like a Moshe, Minchas Osher, Medina the Mice, he can't move a plaque. That means people ask me all the time, can you move a plaque? The way around they say is very simple, make sure Ben Ashmoshes is off, then it goes on, and after it goes off, a body can move a plaque. But let's say, otherwise, you have to move on Shabbos. According to Moshe Medina, maybe you can. What you should do is, as the Archa Shabbos says, actually, you tilt up a gufay, stand on the counter, but you push it with your foot, and no problem there. You want me to make it? I don't see how to make it. My son always seems to be Machmer, some seem to be Machmer, moving a platter. What? Oh, so maybe we'll get to what you're discussing. Just two more cases. One is that they discuss a heating blanket. Being like a Moshe is a true and happy love, true is about number 4, number 2, inside for Shmal. They point out for the blanket is not yet sledge boy. The only shash is inside the Sugir of Shem Yato. And even the Pesh can say if you're a Babi, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos, no problem, a heating blanket.
The coils inside yet sledge.
They don't get that yet sledge boy, said Moshe. They don't get yet sledge boy. Don't turn red hot.
You have to cover the
Shemiyat. Oh, if they said Shemiyat, that's Eitzel. The question is Metal, lawful Metal, Eitzel, you have to cover the knobs. Another case, the last case, what may put the Sugya together, is that we mentioned already a few weeks ago the case of these kumkums that are made for Shabbos. Meaning basically, you have a kumkum here? It's made for Shabbos?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So, so there's the standard kumkum, I assume everyone knows, is a base to it, and you have this kumkum that has water inside, you heat it up, you take it out. Oh, yeah, that's not going to be for Shabbos. Why not? Let's hear it, sir. Gvaldik, what is Shemayim? Zedi, Yishlech Vashem. So, again, everyone knows a standard kumkum is this is what you pour from. You want to heat up, you put it down. I guess heat up, take it off, and that's very simple. On Shabbos, you see the two holes over here? You can lock it in so it cannot come off. Now, the question this is a Kennedy, has a shkocha from Tzomot. Tzomot is Rabbi, but a little shkocha. That means Megeter, Chashmal, the three Ashkochas out there, there's Tzomot, Mechon Technology, and Mishmash Shabbos. Tzomot means Rabbi Lut, you have to see what they're doing. Some of them are very good, some of them are not too great. Megeter, Mechon Technology, that's the Charedim. Mishmash Shabbos is also Charedim. But those are basically the three Ashkochas out there, Megeter, Chashmal. But Tzomot gives Ashkocha for this on Shabbos, you lock it in, so therefore no problem with disconnecting from the Chashmal, and you pour from it. The question is that a good Ashkocha to be slamming upon it, or is it a problem on Shabbos? Now, what is the Shiloh? So first, Hechol HaChelik Aled, that the Orch HaShabbos, Shul puts out these yearly things, Baruch yearly. Only the Chelik Aled, Reuven writes against this and says, also these are Shabbos. Right? Also. That means, he says, this thing you don't use. Maisa, one time, Echad Nechavur, he bought one of these, bought two of them actually, for Shabbos, one for Shabbos, one for Pesach. And one time, Maisa, he found out afterwards, Orch HaShabbos says, also. Can a person use it? That means he analyzed, make a cheshbon. According to Moshe, Medina is smarter. I mean, even though the red coils inside might turn red hot, according to Moshe, since it's tangible, the mice is not a problem. Even if it turns red hot or boiled, does not make a difference. That means the question is, Mitchas Osher, he writes about this, he says, the mice is not a problem. Osher Weiss, he has a tshuva about it, he says, the mice increased the struggle over here. So I went to Reuben, and I asked him, according to Moshe, the mice is smarter. Shlomo Zalman said he spoke to his Tamil Chomim Apichesh Melmaisa Shubi Motor. The Tzavi Machmer is Oslach Lufay. Maybe Oslach Lufay only applies to the case of a light, incandescent light bulb. Who said by Kumkum, let's say the speaking of Oslach Lufay. Blade, in Toshin Ayin Dalad, when Ruben gave a shir about Chashmal, the Sigil over here, he starts with the shir Apichesh Melmaisa Shubi Melmaisa Motor. It should be that way. Maisa, the person who said light plug. He says, fine, so you're masking it, it should be water. They told him, this guy already bought it, it's a hefty rubo, of a case of the bottom. There's Yeshami Lismach, can I tell the person the mice is water? I wrote a letter of Ruben. Mice, he tells me he's still working on the letter to write back to me to ask me why not. I'm still waiting, it's 10 years later, almost 8 years later. The challenge is, what is the sugya back and forth? What is the stuff over here? So, there are two sugyas you have to put together right now. The sugya shall have this, and the sugya of bosses. Two separate sugyas. Start with the sugya of bosses. This bosses over here, this thing over here, this container, it's an iser, like it has a guf chimum inside. The plastic itself is not a problem. The pitch itself is not the shiloh. The shiloh is it holds what inside? The heating element. So it's a bosses to the iser, it has water inside. And heter. It's a bosses iser le heter on Shabbos. It's a holding the heating element with water. Step by step. So the question is, do you say that's a boss is the heter? Then again, about with Rebbe Shem learn on Sunday, what defines what's more chashiv? Is it kuf chivul more chashiv or one more chashiv? You'll get to the halacha of Moshe Paskin, I'll be reshaying with Achrenim, that whatever a person needs on Shabbos has a get of being more chashiv. So what do we need on Shabbos? The water. We'll get to step by step. Therefore, the point over here is they want to tie it. It's a bustle isla heter and the water is more chashuv, because that's what you want over here. And nefesh b'mutim b'tzad sukkah bosses. Even on the sand, you want to ask the Guf Chimom, say, she'll have this a problem, who cares? It's a bustle, it's let, let's be matter it. Now, who to say why to argue against that? The 3 points the Oilu seem to be saying. Number one, if you matter it, it comes out, the Be'etzem, you're allowed to use the Guf Chimom. That means, what's more chashiv? You can argue the point. The Guf Chimom is more chashiv than the water. Because I'm using them both on Shabbos. The water has one chashivus, but if I'm allowed to use it, the Guf Chimom has another chashivus, and maybe a higher chashivus over here. That's Aleph. Second is, when we'll get to on Sunday, want some, make something more chashiv. We said we look at what's used on Shabbos, maybe what would you save in a fire? And when the fire is happening in your house, you save the water, getting the coffee, or you save the Guf Chimom, you save the whole object over here. So the Guf Chimom has more of a chashivus to argue against a Moshe. And number three, which I think a Moshe is arguing, and Archa Shabbos is safe, and he writes about this concept over here. He writes it on top, and then he has the footnotes, and he has a woman in the back over here. He brings down from Shmuel Orbach, says, let's look at the kumkum, stands by itself without the water. Because the Be'etzem, it's a kumkum with a Guf Chimom. It's an entity by itself. What do you put in afterwards? But let's look at the object. What is this thing? In this thing, what is the ikka thing? The heating element. When there is no water inside, this thing is Be'etzem Isser. It's not more. It's not like a case. He said you should look at it standing by itself. Why? Because it's one thing without water. That's what it is. It's all connected. One unit, one entity. And in this one entity, the main thing is a heating element. That's what Shmuel says. We'll get to the other way to say it. To argue on the first reason why Tim Michael. A second reason why Tim Michael is the Guf Chimom, the heating element, has come to Meshamashu to heat up the water. The water has not come to Meshamash the Isser. The Isser comes to Meshamash the Heter. We already had Rashi in the Sugya when you have a Kedera with a Gizeh Tzem on top. The Shari Tzim brought down Rashi Shito and Shimon Shintes with a Sugya Mapel Yoino. By Bosar Kua, he brings down the base mayor that the sugya is that the Isser coming to Meshamash the Heter. What's the Iker? You can't make a sugya bustle over here. And therefore, a person has the right to move it on Shabbos. That means even if it comes off the map, the Neiris, the map is not Nichol Sugya Moksar. Because Isser being Meshamash the Heter. For this reason, they come along with Simcha Bonim, and they call it to Nyom and Zolman Shuva. It says, Kumkum Meshamash, the heating element, who is being Meshamash the Isser to the Heter? And they perhaps can say there's something that smokes over here. Just like the pot to get it summer, the pot does not come also. You also the thing should not become also over here. Mice will argue against this and say why that's not a good mahalach. Is that we learn the sugya of Rashi, we pointed out before to answer Rashi Kufkofem Basic Kiv Eger Tosfos, is that he holds on chetzi bosses. The sugya where they're discussing to matter is to shake off the Gilead Tzemer and the pot of mice is mutter. To shake off the Isser. Near is mutter. Tiltal is ulcer. If so, over here, what do we want to do? We want to metaltal, not do a case of near. So the B'Semech HaPlat and Rashi, and the person do bring down the ratio of tests, we point out then that Lumos HaKhoyim is saying, I don't see anyone really argues the point, that Rashi is saying only near is mutter, not tiltal. A third point over here. Come along with Mizriel Orbach, Shmuel's brother, and says, let's analyze it punkfakert. And Mizriel Osh goes this way. We're saying it's one entity over here, one unit. So if it gets, by shall have it stands by itself as no mamashes, no, it's not tangible, it's nothing over here. But now they were saying it's one thing over here, the Guf Chimom with all tight clear over here. So glad that that's a clea. So you tell me, Bishlam, you tell me by a hot plate, a radiator, the main thing is to heat something, fine. But here the main thing is what? Is a whole pitcher of water inside with the Guf Chimom. And therefore it's one entity, like we're saying by fluorescent with the LED, it's one clea. So the band is a case of one clea over here. A band is a unit over here, it's one thing. That means two brothers are on. The same is so, it's taken two opposite ways. Shmuel is saying, it's one thing, and it gives it as a Guf Chimom, a Vadis Moksa. It just says one thing, so the same Kli over here. So Vadis is a Kli. That's Mutter. Right? That's a third reason. A fourth reason why it's Mutter. Mosaris Moshe, Chelik Alf, is a Moshe about this case, not this thing, but they have earned in general. So the Maisa, what's the problem? Has schools inside, you touch it, tangible. It's not a case of a flame over here. If it says any urn on Shabbos, you want to move, any of the urns you want to tilt to take out water, it says, Mice, no problem, we should toss it, no mokes over here. So it comes out, Mice, there are four reasons you can argue the point why it is not mokes. And you can go back and forth upon this question. The Mice, on these urns, who is Michael? The Mice will come out as Mutter. When Yom Zilba says it's a Mutter, Simba Bam says it's a Mutter, because Osher Maisa has asked, because that's come to this case over here, there's no Obach Sar Maisa's mutter, they come from three different avenues, the Iker. But Moshe is saying there's no Muxa or something that's tangible. Bezreel and Osher come inside the Sugi, it's one Kli, has a shame of a Kli over here, it's all one entity. The way I'm simple, but the Mazilba, the Is coming from Shabbos, the Eter. Asad HaShani, the Earth of Shabbos, and we have Weber, and Lucha Muxa, but Muxa and Maisa Aseret. You want to argue all these points over here. Now, to go buy it and you already have it and you're using it, evaluation of Lismoich, maybe not, maybe it's Oslo Chufay, people will learn from you, Yish Lodin. Actually, there is a better one on the market, came out a few years ago, Kunkum Arl Shabbat. This is called Kunkum Kennedy. Kunkum Arl Shabbat. That has a skoma, Ashkocha, from Machon Technology. And there, Ma'ar Shabbos of Yavne gives a skoma to it. What they did, what they changed over here, and they have a chimer inside that's made special with Shabbos, that's not Lohit. It's not misadding. Back at red, it's not getting hot over here, it's not giving any light off, and a special way of heating something up through a chemical, through a reaction that's not negated to the sugya of Shalhevis. It's not hot over here.
So it might be
water gets hot, yes.
That might be worse. It's like a chemical reaction.
I don't know why this would be worse. Kalocha, so he discusses all the problems the guest of the Kennedy ones. Then he says the new ones, the Arlo Shabbos, he has two problems with it. One, he says, Umdin Nechol. And second, he says, maybe the connection will get weak. Now, the guest of Umdin Nechol, there's some way around it. If you only use it for Shabbos, Miyachal of Shabbos, won't be Umdin Nechol. The guest, the connection might get weak and come off. I'm not sure why you get your chosh for that for. Who will make up this chash to have this problem here? It's made to be used. It's made to be done by Isser. And now on Shabbos you lock in it.
So it's not the same thing anymore.
It looks the same thing.
Not once
a time. You can argue with the whole. We have to argue with the whole. What they get over here is. I say if you're going to buy one, you can have it. And you don't need so much one on Shabbos. And you should get the one called Kumkum or the Shabbos, and not the other one, especially Miachad for Shabbos. Well, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to go to the end of the Semen Shemichas from the Sif Menvov to the Sif Menvayz.
Just for the record, we do not use the show.